It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Oh, little Elton John to kick off your Wednesday. Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuneforce, live from the Laughlin Mall. And our show each day here in Laughlin is brought to you by Mojave Shred. If you have secure document protection that you need Mojave Shred. They're local, they're family-owned, and call Randy over there at Mojave Shred. Perkins Family Restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the pies and the muffins and the cookies, oh, man, they're the reason I have a belly. Mojave Electric Cooperative, if you need a co-op connection card, all you got to do is swing into where you pay your bill there on Hancock. You know, you drop it in a little box on the outside, walk inside and say, can I get a connection card? And they'll fix you right up, and you'll save money all over town. Barron's Pest Control, for bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, those type of things, they'll take care of them for you. All you do is call them up. They can come once or they can come every month, whatever you want. Let's see, rolling down the line here, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. I was up there last week. They had a whole bunch of Hyundais out there in different colors. And, of course, you can buy a brand new one for under 20 grand. I said under 30 for a long time, but you can do it under 20. And if you want to call in during the show, our phone number is 702-298-1063. Our first guest is in the studio, Joe Kuhn with Eagle Motorcycle. And we'll get into all the other things that you do later. But let's talk about Eagle Motorcycle.
Well, you know, we're going. We're getting busier.
I know.
You know, we've got not only do they do the motorcycles and stuff, but we're doing the UTVs, the ATVs. And
you've expanded.
Yeah, we have. Got a ton of inventory. We're moving through quite a bit. Got a customer appreciation actually on Saturday.
Right.
So we got all kinds of stuff going on, food. It's Casa del Pollo, which is now Sinaloa. She's got she's supplying all the tacos and stuff, so it should be a lot of fun.
So you started off renting motorcycles. Then the next thing you know, you're rebuilding them and fixing them up, and then you bought the lot next to you, too?
Yep.
You expanded.
Yep.
And then you brought in the UTVs.
Yep.
So your business has grown in 2 years, 3 years?
Four.
Four? Just four, right?
Yeah, we're in our fifth year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, and our original business plan was we turned the switch on right away with the rentals, but our intention was within 2 months to have the shop running, but it takes time
to
get it all geared up. Yeah. And then our intention was at the end of year one to get our dealer's license and to start into sales. So, you know, it's just obviously you got to start somewhere. So
yep, you got to walk before you run.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
you fall before you walk.
So, and then about 3 years ago, we noticed that a lot of guys were coming in and wanted to consign their Harley so they could buy a UTV. And I said, well, obviously, we need to get in the UTV business.
Yeah.
So took us a little while to find a brand that we were comfortable with, had some American influence. And so the company is actually out of Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And they got a really amazing warranty. So
now they can trade in their bike and get one. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All in one spot.
All in one spot.
And it's you and Michelle in the office. That's it.
Oh, no. No, we've got...
Well, Buddy.
Yeah, well, we've also got... Anna does our sales. Sparky and Susie do the service writing and parts. And then we've got technicians in the back. So
you've grown quite a bit.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Because I know forever it was just the two of you there.
Actually, three, because we had Jeff McKee here for a couple of years. He was our technician. And but yeah, we're now at seven people. So.
Wow. Holy cow. Yeah. So now, what's year six bring?
We do have some plans.
It's like yesterday, Toby was sitting in here, and I said, how did the trip go to Vegas? He said, fine. I said, well, you talk to a lot of businesses. Have any of them, do you expect any of them to follow up? Oh, some of them have come down here, and some of them have called. That was it.
Yeah.
You know? Well, yeah, I know he can't say who's, yeah. You know, he can't say what we're going to get or when we're going to get it, but you can. It's your business.
Well, we do have, obviously, the reason we bought the extra piece of land was, first of all, it gives us the whole corner lot.
Right.
So now we've got two lots on the corner there. We actually want to build another 5,600 square feet. It's kind of on the agenda if I can get a contractor to be committed to price and time.
Another metal building for
yep.
a shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it'll actually be showroom and shop. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so it'll be 3,000 square feet of showroom.
You know, at one point in time, I could have made you a deal on the mobile home that's catty-corner. I used to own that. It was a normal color when I owned it. I think it's purple now?
Pink.
Okay, yeah. I used to own that years and years and years and years ago. And, yeah, I could have made you a heck of a deal. I had two awnings. They're not there now. I don't know if the wind blew them away or what. But
yeah.
So Eagle's going to grow and grow.
We are, yeah. The other thing we're looking at is actually trailers, mostly so that we'd like to get to the point where we can sell the UTV essentially on a trailer.
Yeah.
So it makes it easy for a guy.
Yeah, a lot of people trailer their bikes too, huh?
Yeah, that's becoming more and more popular, especially you see that at the River
Run. Run. Yeah.
Yeah, the River Run this year. There's more trailer queens than there used to be.
Trailer queens?
Trailer queens.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but most people, you know, they ride them here.
Less and less ride them here. It used to be, you know, I started coming to the River Run about 24 years ago, and, you know, pretty much everybody rode in.
Yeah.
But over the last few years, you know, really noticed that this year was, I would say, probably over half trailered their bikes in and rode them while they're here.
Right. But and then trailer them home.
But trailer them home, yeah.
Because they get the air conditioning on and everything. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, you and Michelle live in the same house, work at the same business, but you ride your bike every day.
I usually, yeah.
But she drives the car.
She, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it allows her to leave at a little more reasonable hour. I'm not well known for going home promptly.
On time.
Promptly.
Okay.
So I generally try to finish up some things, and so it allows her to go home and you know, do her thing at the house. So.
And Buddy to travel back and forth in an air-conditioned car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And now, do you get those calls at like 6 o'clock? If you're coming home this late, bring dinner.
No, not usually.
No, that's good.
She generally likes to cook, and I'm thankful for that.
Oh, yeah.
I like eating her cooking.
And then you also find time to work out, right?
I work out a bit. Moved it to, we're just setting up the gym at the house because it's just inconvenient going to the, you know,
to the gymnasium and stuff.
Well, you know, they're getting busier, and so timing is sometimes not conducive to my schedule.
You don't want to stand around and wait 10 minutes to get on a machine.
No.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's all your other stuff that you volunteer for. Did they teach you in Canada to raise your hand whenever someone said, will somebody do this?
No, but I've always been fairly involved. One of the things that we've always believed in is that if you're very involved with the community will reward you, you know, with loyalty as far as your business. So even where we came from, you know, we're involved in a lot of things. So here, you know, currently I'm on the board of the Laughlin Chamber. I'm on the executive board of the Bullhead Chamber. I'm the treasurer of the Mojave County Airport Authority. I'm the chair of the Business and Government Affairs. However, I am giving that up shortly. Karen Summit's going to take over for me. and then Michelle is actually on the West Clare board. So
I hope that Karen told her husband before you just did on the radio.
Yeah, you know, it's always a surprise.
Yeah, because if her husband did, my wife's doing what?
So,
yeah, that's right, because Michelle and I are both on West Care Board.
Right.
Yeah. So now, the government affairs, that's a pretty important branch of the chamber.
Yeah, it is. One of the nice things, I guess, and I guess the reason that I got involved with it before I became chair, obviously, the biggest thing was to create some impact for, you know, where are we short as far as our community, what can we do to better our community. One of the biggest struggles every business has is finding skilled labor.
Right.
You know, so it's allowed me some opportunity to kind of get involved with MCC, and we worked around a few things. Dr. Ziri was in on one of our meetings to talk about his program as far as the
right.
internship program. You know, dealt a lot with the new dean over at MCC, which is Karen Hamlin.
Right.
And, Carolyn Hamlin. And she
was scheduled for next week, and now she hasn't moved it.
Ah, there you go. So, but she does, you know, she's active and a go-getter. So,
oh, yeah.
And I appreciate that because, you know, we're looking at how do we get more trained people in all skill, in all trades. You know, I come from where apprenticeships were pretty much the norm. So, and what it allowed it to do is, you know, and I told some of the schools that I blame them for the problem, because realistically what happened is 25 years ago, everybody went, oh, you need to learn computers, we won't need trades anymore. Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, but
you still need trades.
A computer is not going to fix the toilet.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because when Riley Fry was superintendent of the high school district, his theory was, and I agreed with him, was if every kid goes to college, even a mechanic who wants to be a mechanic, if he's got a college degree and then he becomes a mechanic, he's going to be a better mechanic than the one next to him that didn't have the degree. And so he's probably going to make more. And so no matter what you want to, if you want to be a plumber, if you've got that AA and then you become a plumber, you're going to be a more valuable plumber and you're going to be a better plumber.
Yes and no. I guess where I struggle with it is I agree that you need the trade school. And the challenge has been, whether it needs to be an AA or not is, or, you know, kind of irrelevant to me as far as what I really do want to see those guys moving into trade school. I have two kids that, and I have six of them, so I've got a lot to choose from. But I have two kids that particularly, they did all right in school and you know, with lots of pressure, they had decent grades. But they just hated school. Their attention to staying on to something that long was difficult.
Right.
With the apprenticeship programs that I got them involved in, it's 8 weeks at a time. They can do 8 weeks at a time, and in 8 weeks at a time, half of that day is spent in a shop.
Right.
So
hands on.
Yeah. So you got half a day of reading and listening to people talk, and half a day of turning wrenches or twisting screwdrivers or, you know, running machinery. So what happened with that, though, is then I got two kids with not only one apprenticeship, but two.
Uh-huh.
So, like, my son, John, he's a journeyman motorcycle mechanic and a journeyman heavy-duty mechanic. So he works on big cats and, you know, little stuff like D10s and D12s.
Wow.
For oil field, primarily.
Yeah.
But major construction. So, you know, big.
And that pays pretty well.
That pays really well.
Yeah.
So, but because of that, he's got that diversity. If something drops off, you know, he's got diversity in his skill level. You know, and between, you know, when you start looking at the trades, if that's where I like the apprenticeship ideas, because if you got 8 weeks of stuff, and then they can easily add on to that.
Exactly.
You know, so if you can do even, you know, talking to MCC, even if we're talking doing upgrades for a week at a time for, you know, I mean, my own mechanics. I mean, I'd happily right. send them for a week. Can I afford to send them for 6 months? No.
No.
But a week, I'd be happy
to. And you
to.
Brought up Dr. Ziri a moment ago, and he was on my show a couple of months ago promoting his program.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a part of that too, right?
Yeah, that's an internship program.
Right.
So it allows them to kind of have a glimpse of what that industry would be.
Yeah.
Is it something that they would be interested in? So I think it was a good opportunity, you know, and I like what Dr. Ziri has there as far as how do we incorporate some of the Arizona at Work programs so that they can kind of cut their teeth and decide whether or not they want to go that way.
Exactly.
You know,
because he went out and got a lot of businesses to team up with him and get behind the idea. And I think, I took down the flyer in here, but I think soon that these students are going through like a classroom type experience, and then they go out and go to work in the community?
Yeah, it varies on times of year and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's but that's exactly it. It's, I mean, they first, you know, they kind of get a glimpse of what they have from a knowledge base, but they really just get enough to be able to see what it is that they're talking about, and then they get exposed to it, you know. And even with CONCOM, I was involved with that at the MCC, and, you know, you got a chance to talk to a lot of students on understanding, you know, what options are there, and I, you know, MCC has done a great job of starting to branch out into the, back into the trades, and I mean, they've done a fantastic job, you know. It's, but we're playing catch up, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like you've talked about with contractors. I mean, everybody's looking for every trade.
Yeah.
You name it.
That's like I had Olivia in here a month or so ago, and she's coming back in the middle of next month. And I said, you're building this park, and you're using all these contractors that are donating their time that don't have time to donate. How are you doing that, you know? Because literally they don't have the time to donate because they're so busy.
Well, you know, as dumb as it sounds, my dad used to say, you want something done, ask a busy person. Because if you ask the guy that's doing nothing, he likes doing nothing.
yeah, that's true. and that's so true. But how we busy, and I say we because I'm...
As a community.
Yeah. How we busy people find time to keep doing more and more is, you know...
Yeah.
I know. Joe, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk for a few more minutes with Joe Kuehn. And if you have a question... You can give them a call, 702-298-1063.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant and French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Start to Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanneeHyundai.com.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mahavi Shrub.
I'm a third-generation realtor here in Lake Havasu, and I'm born and raised a Havasupian.
Hi, this is Mary Roberts, Realty Executive Lake Havasu. I'm celebrating my 30th year in real estate here in Lake Havasu.
This is Rick Lazier with Realty Executives, bringing you 40-plus years of real estate experience.
Realty Executives Lake Havasu.
KNTR, Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall with Larry Toonforce, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And Joe's going to hang in here for a couple more minutes. But if you have a question, you can call Joe and ask your question. It's about motorcycles, UTVs, or Laughlin Chamber, Bullhead Chamber, 702-298-1063. So, Joe, now, if you leave, when you leave here, how do people get a hold of you at Eagle? What's the address and phone number?
The address, of course, is 2106 Highway 95.
A great big corner.
Yeah, we're right on 95, but halfway between Raymar and Hancock. You know, and then phone number is 928-257-4332.
Okay.
And like I said, with the customer appreciation on Saturday, Anna's got $1,000 off of their select units, but I think there's 6 or 7 units that she's got an extra $1,000 for.
Wow.
for just that day. And then we've got draws of, I think there's $1,000 worth of gift cards. I think it's 10 $100 gift cards.
Wow.
That are in there, and then there's a bunch of swag bags, and there's T-shirts and sweater hoodies, and like I said, tacos from Sinaloa.
Yeah.
So
that's what time Saturday?
11 till 2.
11 to 2 on Saturday. Yep. Okay. Yep. Anybody just come by and,
yep. And you can actually get into the draws already. Like if you take a test drive this week, like if you take a test drive today, or if you buy a unit today, you're automatically in the draw.
Okay.
For Saturday. And there'll be draws every hour. So the first draw is 11, then we'll do one at 12, 1, and 2 again.
Okay.
So
very good.
It's not going to be all at one time.
It's going to be fun and exciting.
It is going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day. It's supposed to be 100 degrees.
Yeah. Finally. Finally. Sheesh.
Yeah, I know the pool's cold.
I know. My wife gets into clean ours with her little broom, and she's like, oh, it's cold water out there. You know? Yeah. So and I just had our cars both washed this morning, so I'm sure it'll probably rain again between now and Saturday.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Gee, I tell you. Last night we're coming home. We had a Kiwanis meeting at El Palacio, and then she says, I think I need yogurt. And so we made a dash down to Culver's, and we're on the parkway, and it's raining at 7 o'clock. I'm going, what is this? You know, just enough to mess it all up. But I said, it's getting washed tomorrow, so that's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just like 10 minutes of rain last night.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
I know.
Because we're up on the parkway, and let me assure
yeah.
you, it wasn't much. It was
I know. 10 minutes, and that's it.
It was enough to make spots.
Just enough to spot everything. Exactly. Take all the clean cars and get them dirty again. Wow.
Yeah.
So now you're looking for a mechanic right now.
We are. We're looking for particularly a UTV mechanic. You know, we've got quite a few applications from all over North America, but, you know, we want somebody that's really focused on quality. And that really wants to make a difference, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we try to give the best quality possible.
Right. It's all about customer service.
Yep. You know, so, and it's not always as good, as easy as I think to get a guy. So
yeah,
which,
I know.
Which is one of the reasons why we talk to MCC about how do we train our next generation.
And that's important, because I think that Carolyn and her staff need to hear from the business community as to where we're going. I know when Dot Foods came here, they had the same problem. They said, hey, do you have a driving class? No. Well, if you want us to come here, you better get one going.
Yeah.
So they have that in Kingman, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And that's pretty much exclusively for
yeah.
Dot. But they've always had a truck driver training in Kingman.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Yeah, because the same guy that does the motorcycle training courses at one time was part owner of both of them, and so he's separated now, so he's just doing the motorcycle side, and the other individual is running the other training program.
Oh, okay.
But they do it through the MCC on both cases.
Right. And he was in here a few weeks ago, Rocky, and he was
yep.
talking about they have two different types of drivers, and one of them is long haul, one's short haul, but one starts at $60,000, the other starts at $65,000.
Mm-hmm.
So these aren't, you know, cheap jobs. These are good jobs they have there. So, Joe, we're about out of time. It's 12:30.
Cool.
And I've got my next person's on the phone. They're calling in.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. So if you want to stop by and see Eagle Motorcycles, you got a question about a UTV or your motorcycle, see Joe. And go Saturday and get a free taco.
Absolutely. And
yep.
take a test drive and get yourself in the draws for all the stuff. So.
Yeah.
Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shrub,
from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you say that?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Chagrou's, the most uncommon restaurant and bar you've got to experience. Give your friends a call and join them at Chagrou's Wednesday night. What makes Wednesday night Chagrou's night? How about half off any wine on Chagrou's wine list with any dinner entree? Known for their Wine Spectator Award of Excellence year after year, Chagrou's takes pride in their wine collection. Chagrou's, the seat with a view, located on the island next to the London Bridge, open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. Chagrou's Restaurant and Bar.
Come taste the wine.
Come taste the wine.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails. Inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. OxyGo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
Yes, we're playing Elton John today, and this is Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall, and the show every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Perkins Family Restaurant, Martin Swanee Hyundai, and Barron's Pest Solutions. Now we go to the phone, and our next guest will be here for another 20 minutes or so. This is John Nelson, who's on the phone with the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity. John, how are you today? Whoops, hold on. Wait a second here. I turned up the guest microphone instead of the phone. So how are you today, John?
Kingman area Mojave audience today. I appreciate it.
Well, we cover all of Mojave County, so you got thousands of people out there listening to you right now that might be looking for a job or might be looking to further their education. And how does your service for Arizona, how does it assist?
Okay, the service is called the Arizona Career Readiness Credential, shorthand the ACRC. First and foremost, the ACRC is a training program, and then it's topped off with an exam that certifies mastery of basic work readiness, what some might call reading, writing, arithmetic, and showing up to work on time, those basic soft skills and service with a smile, that sort of thing. Its sweet spot is that introductory zone, but it does go on up to much higher levels as well. Employers tell us they use the ACRC to better understand their own jobs, the ones they're hiring for, and to better understand the candidates when they're hiring for those jobs. And job seekers, of course, can use the ACRC to upskill themselves and to prove themselves that they are ready for work.
Okay.
So the ACRC is best known by employers for helping them improve retention, lowering hiring costs, and even workman comp costs. And, of course, job seekers like it because it helps them improve their own opportunities for finding a better job and keeping that job.
So, in other words, you work with individuals that want to become a better employee, and then you work with companies that might have some employees that they want this group of employees to become a better employee and stick around?
Yes, you've nailed it, Larry. That's exactly right. And by you work with, I'll translate that, actually, that work is done there in Mojave County by Arizona at Work, by the Department of Economic Security, by Mojave Community Colleges, and we're talking with a few others right now about also offering services. We know that ultimately this is a local issue for the communities in Mojave County, it has to be done by people who are there. I'm down in the Phoenix area right now. So.
And it's interesting that you chose today to be on, because my first guest who was here, Joe Kuhn, who owns a motorcycle business in Bullhead City. They repair motorcycles. They sell UTVs. But we talked a lot in the last half hour about the lack of skilled people in our area. He's right now looking for a mechanic that can work on UTVs, and he's fielding applications from all over the U.S. Because locally we don't have the strength. And I know, too, in talking with contractors and subcontractors here, they're always looking for people that they can hire, that they can put to work and not have to watch.
Boy, that one sums it up, and not have to watch. One of the tools within the ACRC, it's called an occupational profile. We're looking through hundreds of jobs to find out what skill sets are necessary, and not the high technical ones, for example, of knowing the difference between a Harley or an Indian, but of those most basic skills of, can you do the math required? Can you follow the instructions? Anyway, we've got occupational profiles, and I will email you the one for a motorcycle mechanic so you can share it with your other guests there.
Okay, great.
And we've got hundreds of them, so, of these occupational profiles. And the employers use them, of course, to help better understand their jobs and to help fine-tune their hiring.
Well, and I think that that's an ongoing problem, you know, because I know many years ago, when Harris opened here in Laughlin, I was the training coordinator. I was hired to train all the supervisors on the property how to train their employees. And one of the things that they sent me to Reno, actually, to take a class at the Harris property up there and talk about interviewing and how the simple fact that when people often interview for a job, they may not understand exactly what that job requires. And then sometimes in the interview, the person conducting the interview fails to tell the individual what that job exactly entails.
Indeed, that's why the occupational profiles are useful for the job candidates as well, because they list the dozens of work activities that might be involved in a particular job.
Well, and I think that makes a long-lasting relationship, because the last thing, and I'm sure all of us that are in our 40s, 50s, and 60s have gone to work somewhere, and once they got into a job went, boy, I didn't know I was going to be doing that. I didn't know I was going to be doing this, and this isn't what I wanted to do, or that isn't what I wanted to do. And so the better communication that can take place, the better the match.
Yeah, exactly. Know what you're getting into and know it thoroughly. You know, one of the other problems we're facing, you mentioned earlier that finding the right people there in Mojave County, that's actually a national problem. Right now, there are more open positions in the United States than there are people to fill them.
Wow.
It's a big problem. And then when you look at the fact that even those people who might be available to fill them don't have the right skill set for that job, we've got to talk about the issue of how are we going to bring those folks up to speed, and how are we going to bring more people into the workforce. Arizona, here's a sad statistic for you. Arizona is close to dead last in workforce participation rate. What that means is that there are many adults sitting out, not even trying to find a job, for many reasons. Some of them don't need to work, of course. Others are working very hard at non-paying jobs, such as home caregiver. But many of them have simply given up because they don't have the right skill sets. So one of our goals with the ACRC is to help those people re-enter the workforce and climb that ladder so they can get good-paying jobs and keep them as well.
So if somebody was listening right now and said, oh, my neighbor's not working, or my son's not working, or how do I take advantage of this program that they're talking about on the radio, how do they?
Well, right now they can go. And they offer the full services there. By the way, these services are at no seekers or the employer. It is the whole program is fully funded for a five-year period from the governor's discretionary workforce funds. So that problem's taken care of. No fees. The instruction itself, there's two ways to get that. One is online software, so you don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home to study for a lot of people. And the other way is that there are classes at Arizona at Work and Mojave Community College, and we're working with others as well to make the courses easily available.
Well, that's fantastic because, as you said, you do it right from your home on your own computer, because a lot of people can't leave their home, or they don't have a car, or they don't have the ability or want to leave and go sit in a classroom.
You know, it might be a child care issue, too.
Exactly.
So they just can't get out for the... And I've lived around Mojave County a bit now, and it's kind of a big place. So just commuting time to some offices can eat up a big chunk of the day.
Yeah, well, and I know, you know, like you said, with child care, or they're taking care of a senior citizen, or they're taking care of a family member that's maybe not a senior but still requires help, you know, and so they don't have the ability to leave, or they're watching a neighbor's child and watching their own child at the same time. So it's good to know that they can do it on computer and so they can actually take different courses for free.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, to be clear, these courses are what some would call entry-level courses. Here's a real easy example. A long time ago, I taught English, and I introduced kids to the great writers of the world. Well, we then sent them out as new graduates to the world, where they discovered very few of the great writers were working as bosses writing the work orders and memos for them.
Ah, okay.
And they were doing a lot of reading of, let's say, instructions originally written in a foreign language and poorly translated. So it was not exactly the great reading. It turns out that it's an entirely different skill set to read work orders, to read basic workplace instructions, than it is to read a novel. Completely different skill set. So that's a skill set that needs to be taught. And it's similar things with mathematics. We applied mathematics. It's amazing how many people might know the formula, but when asked to buy the appropriate number of tile to fill the room you're in right now, I guess if you're small, that's a big room. but anyway.
This room I'm sitting in, it's about 12. Yeah. So they know math, but they may not know the skill set to be able to figure the, like you said, the square footage of the floor or something of
yeah.
that nature.
Right. They know the formula A equals L times W,
right.
but when it comes to actually doing it, that it's just amazing, the deficit there. Now, I'll give compliments to the JTEDs, to the career technical education people, because that's exactly what they do. They teach reading, math, other things in the context of how you use them at work.
Well, and it's so common out there that this occurs. I'm retired from the Bullhead City Fire Department, and I one of the paramedics comes to my mind because he's retired also. But when he was a paramedic, you put a test in front of him and he aced it. But you put him in the field and he was all thumbs. And so it's not just something that our society is seeing today. It's not just something that young people today are seeing. It's the world in general. There are, you know, people out there that have the skill set but don't know how to apply it. They can ace that test you put in front of them. They'll get a straight A's on it. They've got a memory that's unbelievable. But applying it is a whole different animal.
Exactly. The good old-fashioned term book learning comes to play there.
Yeah. And so these programs can kind of help them mold those two together?
Exactly, yes. The I've mentioned our sweet spot is at the entry level, and that it actually goes much higher than that. We've had MDs taking some of the tests, in fact,
right,
for very specific functions. But the sweet spot is at that entry level. One interesting fact is that 3% of bachelor's holders are unable to score the certificate.
Right. Because they're
and that's back to book learning. They're good at memorizing the answers, but not at applying them.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's calling in, and you know what? I don't know how to. I don't know how to bring them in on the phone. I'm going to have Paula Voice come in here one day and show me how to do that. So if you're calling in on the phone right now, I'm so sorry because I have a interviewer on the phone and I'm not sure how to bring you into the conversation without hanging somebody up. So now, John, let me ask you one question. If there's somebody listening right now and they really would like to follow up with you and get more information about some of these programs, how could they reach you?
Okay, well, first off, I suggest that work because they are the local providers. But if it's with me directly, here's my email, jnelson@winlearning.com. Spelling it, J-N-E-L-S-O-N at W-I-N-L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G.com. I hope I just spelled learning right. kind of got lost in that.
Yeah. Well, because I can see where people are out there right now, and they may be driving, or they might be in the middle of doing something, and they haven't caught maybe the whole 20 minutes here, but they want to know a little bit more. And so if they can reach out to you and ask you some questions that might be perfect for their child, their grandchild, their next-door neighbor or something, that might benefit them altogether.
Yeah. In my final seconds here, one other thing we're discussing is the concept of a career-ready community. As you drive down the highways of America, you'll see towns with the signs that say, work ready, relocate your business here. And they do that without any standards. There's no national standards in defining what work ready is. So we're now starting the discussion here in Arizona about using the ACRC and high school graduation rates and college rates, et cetera, as part of that definition of declaring a community work ready, to say that, yeah, we have the people in place, we've got the training programs in place to upskill them, so bring your jobs right here, we're ready.
Wow, that's a big thing to say, you know, that's big shoes to fill when you make that statement.
Well, and to prove it, that's the thing, to prove it with an independent third-party system.
Well, I think this all sounds fantastic, and I think there's probably a lot of people out here that can use this. So I hope that the listening audience took down your email. They understand, you know, the Arizona at Work. I do see emails from them. They come through Mojave County, and I do post that information when they're going to have a job fair or whatever, an event. I do post it on our Facebook page for Speak Out 2.0, and then also on, I have one called River Info, and I post it on there. And then in our community calendar, which I'll be reading here in just about 5 minutes, when I ever have that information, I also provide it. Because I know there's so many people out there that are unemployed that want a job, just not quite sure, you know, what kind of job they want and what skill set they have.
Yeah, exactly. And the ACRC helps people understand their own skill set, and if they have deficits, help them fill them.
Well, and that's a big thing because probably everybody out there in the workforce has some kind of a deficit in one area or another. And if anything, they could at least be honest with someone that they don't know. And isn't going to hold them accountable. But it's going to help them bring that skill set from a 3 back up to a 10.
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
we all want what is best for ourselves, our neighbors, our communities. So
yeah,
this is one tool set that the state is making available at no charge to the the employers or job seekers.
Well, and that's important because, you know, too many times if you're unemployed, you don't have money to go take a class. Or like you mentioned, fix a deficit in your skill set that you wish was higher so that you can prepare your resume better and get a better job. But here's exactly how to do that.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And I've worked in programs, I've been doing this a long time, and I've worked in programs where the ACRC credential is used as a prereq for training programs. For example, there's one called the CPT, which is the Certified Production Technician, which is popular. Well, I've talked to some business leaders in Kingman who like it, who want more of it. The ACRC is considered a prereq to help ensure readiness to take that course.
Wow.
So it's not just for the jobs, it's for taking the courses as well.
I think this
first
is all
on the ladder.
Great information, John. Would you give your email one more time as we get ready to sign off here?
Yes, indeed. It is jnelson@winlearning.com, spelled JNELSON. I say that because I think your name is Swedish.
It is, too. Yep.
At winlearning.com.
All right, John, thank you so much, and I've got your email because I'm going to bring you back down here in a couple of months, and we'll talk about this again.
Very good. I appreciate it, Larry.
Okay, have a super day.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye now.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stocktonville Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanneeHyundai.com. Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
There you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card. Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you
come play where the locals win. Aquarius Casino Resort. Thomas from Bullhead City won $4,000 playing video poker. Geraldine from Laughlin won $7,000 playing video keno. Billy from Kingman won $10,515 playing video poker. And Pamela from Fort Mojave won $1,353 playing Titan 360. You could be our next big local winner at Aquarius Casino Resort today.
All right, you're back with Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall with Larry Tuneforce sitting in here. And each weekday, our show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Barron's Pest Solutions. And if you talk to any of those businesses, tell them thanks for bringing you the show, because we do try to bring you some good guests and some good information. And right now, speaking of information, we have our community calendar. And with the community calendar, almost everything on the calendar is on our Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0. If it's not, let me know. And if you've got something you want on our Facebook page or you want in this community calendar, by all means, reach out to me, TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com. All right. Tomorrow is the open house. You heard Don was here yesterday from Mojave Mental Health talking about their residential facility for the aging adults, the Sycamore House. And it's at 1743 Sycamore, and it happens tomorrow between 3 and 6 p.m. in Kingman. And if you want to go check it out, just show up between that time. I'm sure they're going to have some refreshments, and you can take a little tour and understand what that's all about. It's a facility for the aging adults with a mental issue, basically. If you have any questions, you can call them at 757-8111. And then also tomorrow afternoon, the City Expo is happening at the park where the Locomotion is, Locomotive, and all the city offices are going to be there. You have any questions or concerns, you can go down there and talk to all those people tomorrow. Also, starting tomorrow through Sunday, the Western Romp, which is a ride in the Military Pride at the American Legion Post 60 right here in Laughlin. That happens all weekend long. And so, and Blackbone, the classic rock and roll blues band, will be there too. If you have any questions, contact post60.com on the internet. Friday morning is the network breakfast meeting that happens at the Laughlin Chamber at 8:30 in the morning. You have any questions, you can call Michelle at the Chamber, 702-298-2214. There's a farmer's market on Saturday in Kingman at Thunder Event Center. That's 8 till noon. Got any questions, you call Tom at 928-542-6059. And there's a National Trails Day at the Walpine Mountain Lodge on Saturday also from 8 until noon. A lot of things going on around the communities. Our weather, you heard Joe say Saturday's going to be 100 in Bullhead City. So our weather's starting to be really nice. That's going to wrap it for me. It's going to can it for the tuna. Sean Hannity's up next. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We have John Panicker from the Bullhead Chamber.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.